the request from the county to refinance and also do some work. What are some of the projects? What's maybe the biggest project that would be tackled under this financing plan?
Okay, the biggest project would be our therapy expansion, and that would allow us to have outpatient therapy, which is a service we don't currently offer on our campus, and then also to triple the space for inpatient therapy and allow us to put in a training kitchen, a training bathroom, and a training laundry area to really help simulate a person's home so when they get ready to go back home from being in their rehab program, they'll be more ready to do that, hopefully.
And that could be someone who perhaps has had a stroke or perhaps even like a knee injury or something like that, maybe has fallen, that kind of thing, and just relearning how to do some of the mechanical tasks around the house?
Right, absolutely. It falls into occupational therapy. A lot of people with a hip replacement or knee replacement or, like you said, a stroke, those things would be really beneficial for them because they can really practice, you know, cooking lunch and putting laundry in the washer and putting in the dryer and folding and then getting in and out of the bathtub and that kind of thing. So we're really excited about those features of this therapy project.
Do you have a timeline? I mean, if the let's say the county board approved this in its August meeting and it goes forward, do you have a timeline for when you'd actually start some of these projects or maybe issue the bonds?
We hope to go ahead this fall and start breaking ground on these projects. The second project one of the larger projects is a community center, and that's another thing we'd like to get going this fall even and hopefully have the structure up before winter so we could work on the interior this winter then. So that's our goal. We'll see, you know, how everything plays out as far as getting the county approval and obviously getting our bids and contractors in line and that kind of thing.
So would that kind of construction maybe open in the spring then or first part of the year?
Some of it may have to hold over till spring, just kind of depending on, you know, time and everything, getting materials in. The therapy project has to be approved by public health, which we've already got the approval for the plans, the design plans. But during the phases of the actual construction, we'll also have to have some approvals. So that may, sometimes that slows things down a little bit. So
would any of this be like a new building, or would you be adding on to your existing structure?
Yeah, we would be adding about 1,860 square feet to the healthcare center, and then renovating about 1,100 square feet in that area too, and then the community center is about 3,200 square feet that we would be looking at a brand new building. So. Okay.